Chapter 1. The Half-Life of Facts. When my grandfather was in dental school in the late 1930s, he was taught state-of-the-art medical knowledge. He learned all about anatomy, many aspects of biochemistry, and cell biology. He was also taught the number of chromosomes in a human cell. The problem was, he learned that it was 48. Biologists had first visualized the nuclei of human cells in 1912 and counted these 48 chromosomes, and it was duly entered into the textbooks. In 1953, a well-known cytologist, someone who studies the interior of cells, even said that the diploid chromosome number of 48 in man can now be considered an established fact. But in 1956, Joe Hin Chio and Albert Levan, two researchers working at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in New York and the Cancer Chromosome Laboratory in Sweden, decided to try a recently created technique for looking at cells. After counting over and over, they nearly always got only 46 chromosomes. Previous researchers, who Chio and Levan spoke with after receiving their results, turned out to have been having similar problems. These other scientists had even stopped some of their work prematurely because they could only find 46 out of the 48 chromosomes that they knew had to be there. But Chio and Levan didn't make the same assumption. Instead, they made the bold suggestion that everyone else had been using the wrong number. There are only 46 chromosomes in a human cell. Facts change all the time. Smoking has gone from doctor recommended to deadly. Meat used to be good for you, then bad to eat, then good again. Now, it's a matter of opinion. The age at which women are told to get mammograms has increased. We used to think that the Earth was the center of the universe, and our planet has since been demoted. I have no idea any longer whether red wine is good for me. And to take another familial example, my father, a dermatologist, told me about a multiple-choice exam he took in medical school that included the same question 2 years in a row. The answer choices remained exactly the same, but 1 year the answer was one choice, and the next year it was a different one. Other types of facts, ones about our surroundings, also change. The average internet connection is far faster now than it was 10 years ago. The language of science has gone from Latin to German to English and is certain to change again. Humanity has progressed from a population of less than 2 billion to more than 7 billion people in the past 100 years alone. We have gone from being earthbound to having had humans walk on the moon, and we have sent our artifacts beyond the boundaries of our solar system. Chess, checkers, and even Jeopardy have gone from being the domains of human experts to ones of computerized mastery. Our world seems to be in constant flux. With our knowledge changing all the time, even the most informed people can barely keep up. All this change may seem random and overwhelming. Dinosaurs have feathers? When did that happen? But it turns out there is actually order within the shifting noise. This order is regular and systematic, and is one that can be described by science and mathematics. Knowledge is like radioactivity. If you look at a single atom of uranium, whether it's going to decay, breaking down, and unleashing its energy, is highly unpredictable. It might decay in the next second, or you might have to sit and stare at it for thousands, or perhaps even millions of years before it breaks apart. But when you take a chunk of uranium, itself made up of trillions upon trillions of atoms, suddenly the unpredictable becomes predictable. We know how uranium atoms work in the aggregate. As a group of atoms, uranium is highly regular. When we combine particles together, a rule of probability known as the law of large numbers takes over, and even the behavior of a tiny piece of uranium becomes understandable.